Sandra Lehner. Na desni strani, na levi pa je Anja Garnbret.
There's chalk dust and excitement in the air at this World Cup sport climbing event in Kranj. Many of the world's best climbers are here looking for qualifying points for Tokyo 2020, when sport climbing will make its debut at the Olympic Games.
It will be interesting because it's something completely new, completely different from the other sport. It is the only activity which moves in the vertical world. I think there will be a big surprise.
Marco Scolaris is the president of the International Federation of Sport Climbing.
This is a unique possibility to bring to the world a unique sport. Making a better world through climbing is the vision of the FSC, and by chance is the vision also of the IOC. You know, today there are sports that are closer to the youth. The youth need or want to have new things. And if these new sports, not only us, there are others, can be accepted in the sport community at large, then they will become the bridge between the super new sport and the traditional sport.
We have representing the United States of America.
The team kits on display here demonstrate that this is an important international event. There's the blue of Japan, Ukraine's yellow, and the red of the Polish team. But the local climbers in the green, white and blue of Slovenia will be among the main medal contenders here and in Tokyo.
Being at the Olympics is a dream of every athlete, and so was mine. And I'm really happy that in, I think, 2016, climbing became part of the Olympic family. I hear a lot of expectations from other people, but for myself, I don't put any pressure on myself.
Janja Garnbret is just 20 years old, but she's already won multiple world championships and world cups. Olympic gold would complete the set.
My first comp, I was 15, and I was second at the European Championship, and at the same time at the World Cup. I was second, and I think the sport must evolve. I don't know, young climbers must come and to challenge older competitors, so I think it's really good.
For the people who have not been initiated into it before, there's these three elements.
So lead climbing is the one who climbs the highest wins, and then bouldering, you have four or five boulders and 4 or 5 minutes for each problem. And speed climbing, the name says it all. It's the one who climbs the fastest, the same route with the same holds.
So as a spectator sport, it's going to work then?
Yeah, of course, it's going to work.
Bravo, Vina! Vina, Marko, Ljubic!
But Janja's not the only Slovenian climber with medal hopes. There are two other women currently ranked in the world top 10 and two men in the top 20. Perhaps it's just as well that each country can have a maximum of just two representatives in the Olympics. Tomo Česen is the organizer of the World Cup event in Kranj and coach to generations of Slovenian climbers.
This is the advantage we have because we are very small. And the national team always train together, always, which is probably not the case in bigger country. I was 7 years national team coach, and I always wanted that we work together as a team. It's good that you are competitive, but you have to cooperate between each other, because nobody is so good that he can still learn something from the each other. Obviously, this is the, let's say, kind of formula.
Very nice, good job, tremendous job, Cork. I say Homa!
Slovenia might be really good at this game, but others aren't too shabby either. Canada's Sean McColl is a former world champion in combined climbing, and he's already secured his place in Tokyo. He says that will be the culmination of decades in the sport.
You could have almost given me any format at the Olympics, be it my weakest discipline, which is speed climbing, and I probably still would have tried to go for the Olympics. For me, the Olympic represents kind of the epitome of sport. Even though some people prioritize maybe their World Cup or the World Championships over it, for me, the Olympics is something that I've seen since being 5 or 6 years old and always wanted to go do. yeah, it wasn't until I was 28, 29 that climbing got accepted in the Olympics.
So it'll be well worth looking up if you're heading to Tokyo next year, or even just watching on TV. After all, as Janja Garnbret puts it, in what other sport can you see someone hanging by two fingers 15 meters off the ground? Guy Delorne, DW, Cran.